Harvard Agudvach, challenge to come right after Shabbos. We are in the middle of Siv Chaf Aleph. I think it would be wise if we start again Siv Chaf Aleph. It's a small Siv, but it's a very Yisaidistic Siv. There are still a number of Yisaidis that we didn't even touch on. Hopefully we'll do it tonight. Let's start again. The Mechaber says, Kishamachzir HaMashkein, when you return the Mashkein, you have to give it back be'edim. That is, the malva should, it's an etzah toiva, that the malva should give it to the loiva with edim, or the hasreis boy, and to warn him, al takzireu li ela bifnei edim. Do not give it back to me, only in front of edim. It's like this, he's covered. The loiva will never be able to say he gave it back without edim, because I warned him in advance. We explained last time all the different shatim why. Comes along the Rama, haga shimloikein, if you do not make this hasra, even if you give it back with Edom, but you don't make the Tzasra, we have a problem. Later on, when you're going to come try to collect your Chayv from the Loiva, the Loiva is going to say, Echzarti, I already gave you back the Mashkin. I'm not giving you the Chayv until you give me back the Mashkin. Oi, Parati Bimigo de Echzarti. Or, he could even be named to say, Parati Bimigo de Echzarti. You're coming to Mambi the Chayv, I tell you I paid back. And you know what? My raya, I'm right. I'm not a liar. I'll bring it. I have a migot. If I wanted to be a liar, I could have told it. I gave you back the mashkin. Truth is, I didn't give you back the mashkin. I have the mashkin. But since I have that migot, I could have said I gave you back the mashkin. So therefore, I'll be neman to say parati b'migot de'exarti. A very sadistical Ramah. So let's just try to take apart this Ramah, a drop. I could either tie an exarti, or I could tie a parati b'migot de'exarti. The shaila is, everyone wants to know, normally when you have a chayv, a regular, let's go simple, the basics. Guy has a malva, has a chayv, he's trying to mun from the loiva. If it's a milva bal peh, the loiva has right to taina parati. Even without a miga, it's your word against mine. You're tining that I owe you money, and I tining I don't. Let's see who wins. I'm muksik, I'm mitzvah kevel of a raya, I'm going to win. If you have a milva bishtar, then I have a problem here. How can I taina parati? So why do I leave you with the shtar? My boy. So therefore the mava is going to win. But if it's a move out pair, the loiv is never to say parati even without any migo. He's never. It's my word against you. Why are you more entitled than me? I also have an opinion. I tined it, I paid you. Now over here, we're talking about pashtus, we're talking about a move out pair. This whole halacha is talking about a move out pair. There is a prisha who holds that even by, like we discussed last time, that even by a move of bishtar, you never to say parati b'migo d'exarti against a move of bishtar. And the Tumim argues, it's my minima, my smilam, and the shah, we have a rife in the taz that argues with the prisha and holds that this migo would not work against a move of bishtar. Because first, the malva says, why do I have the shtar by me? If you taka pay me, why do you leave me with the shtar? Must be I'm right and you didn't pay me. So we're talking about at least l'chala pachas. Late many achrenim were only talking about milva peh. And late the preacher were talking about both, even in milva peh. So now the milva peh means there's no shtar.
So there's some yisro over here.
There's some?
Some yisro over here.
Right, you lent me money. Oh, no, you gave it to me with Edom. You lent me the money with Edom. Yeah, but even when I move our pair with Edom, I have a right to taina parati. It's only when it's a shtar, I can't taina parati. But move our pair with Edom, kalamava be'edim, ein tzarech l'frei be'edim. That's how we paskin. So I don't have to pay it back with Edom. So lamaisi is, we're talking about a regular milva here, zozayin milva be'edim, but not pishtar, which I would be nema to say parati for. So the kasha, the $1 million kasha, all the paiskim, all the achronim want to know is why does the Ramah have to come on to, and it's not just Ramah, it's a sefer chum, is to parati b'migo de'exarti. And what happens if you wouldn't have the migo de'exarti? Can't taina parati? You come and taina that you want my chayv. You want me to pay you up. And I tell him, sorry, I paid you already. Now it's my word against your word. I should believe with parati, even with Adam Migo. What do I need the Migo here for? Why? Because there was some mashkin involved here, does it make it worse? What? There is no shtar. We're talking about a move up here without a shtar. So what's the problem? Why can't I be believed to say parati even without the Migo d'exarti? What do I need that Migo for? This is a $1 million kasha that all the achrayim ask. And there are many terutzim to this kasha. Faket, it's me against you. If I tine, that just makes my tine stronger. Why? If I know the mayor, and he's still being mayor, and he's still signing that he paid, no, so it must be his emes.
No, it's not tine. It's amigo.
Even without amigo. Without amigo. Why did there a money parati be migo de exarti? It should be just parati.
Straight out line.
straight up, parati. I'm believed to say hechzarti, I gave you back the mashkan, I should be believed to say straight out that I paid you up. And this is $1 million kasha. Let's go through the sma. Sma gives two terutzim. Both of them lechayr ashver, but let's try it. Look in sma, cut mem gimel. First teretz of the sma. Av oi parati be migo de hechzarti. Av a beloi migoi, without a migoi, you're not believed to say parati. Why not? Since the malva already took a mashkin on this choif, that he should be batuach, he should be secure that he'll be paid. So therefore, you're not neman to say parati. I don't know. What does he want? Because he took a mashkin, he gave me back the mashkin. Right now, the mashkin's by me, by the loiva. So because he was makbid to take a mashkin on such a chayv,
he didn't pay when he was supposed to pay.
Right.
So therefore, he doesn't have a chazaka that he paid or something.
I don't have to have a chazaka. Stop. It's my word against yours. Fine. I don't have a chazaka, but you don't have a chazaka. I didn't pay. It's my word against your word. So why are you more of a yachzin than me? I did pay. What does this ma mean? Who? Sorry. The mashkin right now is biyad aloiva.
And this what you're saying?
If I bring your eyes, biyad aloiva, because the Ramah says I have a parati b'migo de'exarti. Parati b'migo de'exarti. I could have tied it, I gave it back to you. The loiva could have tied it, he gave back the mashkin to the malva. He didn't, but he could have. So we're talking about a case where the loiva is holding on to the mashkin, and because he has a migo that he could have tied it, he gave back the mashkin, therefore he's never to say parati. In fact, the sma, what do I need the migo for? Without the migo, let him believe to say parati, stamazoi. After the sma, because there was a mashkin here, so l'chayra what the sma means to say, and I don't know, but l'chayra, just trying to help out the sma, is he trying to say what the Taz says you can't say? And that is that hayois, there was a mashkin involved for security, and I went along with that. I gave the mashkin to the malva. So kilu, I gave the malva the upper hand, the right to be believed, to be secure on this chayv. You see, I gave him a mashkin that he should be secure. So somehow in that giving the mashkin includes also that he has to be secure that if it's my word against his word, if I tiny I paid, and he tiny I didn't pay, he's going to be believed. Because if I gave him the mashkin, I gave it to him that he should have the upper hand to be betuach on his choiv, so that bitachon includes, even if there's achash between us.
Who has the mashkin now?
I'd rather do. He gave it back to him, because he has a chiv deraisa to give it back to me. Not a chazaka. It's since this is a type of choiv, this is the choiv, that I gave him a mashkin on for security, so God, he had to give it back to him because I needed to use it. By day, he has to give it back to me. On pajamas at night, he got to give it back to me. But since I gave him a zam mashkin, at least betuach b'moisav, so therefore, it's nichlal in there somehow that he has to always have the upper hand. And the Taz says, you're not allowed to say that. It's like the Taz. And don't tell me because I gave him a mashkin, therefore I gave him the upper hand that he should always be believing. That was sort of the implicit understanding, the arrangement between us. So that's not true. When I gave him a mashkin, just he should have a kinyan and a mashkin for other things, for shviyas, and he'll be able to collect from Yisayimim, or stam that he should be tuach on the mashkin as leverage, but not that if there's a chosha between us, that he should be more believed than I am. That's not Michlal in my Nesinas Mashkin. That's what the Taz bavons.
Yeah, but even if it is Sma, why would he never say Chazati? Chazati is also a Ra'at, so it shows that if you have a belief,
if this Pshanisma is right, that when I give a person a mashkin, I'm giving him the upper hand, and whenever it's akasha, so then hu adin, why am I believed to say exact even without a migo l'chayra, he should have that upper hand in that mashkin? I hear the kasha. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, so that's another right. Well, anyway, the Taz says you can't say this pshat, because that's not what giving a mashkin is. So the first pshat is, I have no idea what he means. Let's go continue. V'oid. The Eloi have a neman. Another pshat of this man. The Eloi have a neman like mahechzarti ulocha. Lohaya neman like parati. If I wouldn't have the ability to say exarti, I wouldn't be believed to say parati. Why? They came and they xero lay beidim. Since the malva gave the loiva back the mashkin beidim, so we know that the loiva got the mashkin from the malva. Have a late as if ilu adain hamashkin biyara malva. It's as if the mashkin is still biyara malva, because we know that the malva used to have the mashkin. V'hayanem and litin l'lov k'day dama. V'memeila, we dan it as if the mashkin is still by the malva, that the malva has the upper hand. also needs explanation. What's going on? But the Maisa is, he gave me back the Mashkin. So what? It was with Eidim. But right now, the Mashkin's by me. It's my word against his word. I'm Muchzik. I'm Mitzvah Gavela Baraya. What in the world's going on? It's a bomb. What's going on? Let's see the Ksois. Ksois says a beautiful pshat. And at the end, he says, maybe that this is what the Sma meant. Ksois is a gorgeous pshat. Look at the Ksois of Cotton Yud. Ferati b'migoy, zok t'ksois, ho d'tzorach migo leferati, that which we need a migo, t'taina perati, af agav d'bimuv al peh, even though by muv al peh, perati ave taina machmas atzmo, perati is a good enough taina even without a migoy, ukvar gishu b'zeh b'smal v'taz, and the smal taz already are bothered by this. And the Taz also says, by the way, a terrorist that doesn't stim look over to say vetrumas. I don't know, I'm not even going to go into it. What's going on? Zaktik toys, Nira, Mishum de Kivin, the Balchoiv Koina Mashkin. Since the Balchoiv is Koina Mashkin, he has a kinin in the Mashkin. The Mashkin is like it's his. Havia Mashkin Becheskas Hamauve Vikoni Huloi. The Mashkin is in his Chazaka, and it's Koni to him, even when he rather gives it back to the Loiva. To use, it's still koni to the marvel. The marshal, if the loiva dies, he can collect from the yisaimim. Shemitah comes, Shemitah is not meshamet, even if it's by the loiva. That means once the marvel has a kin in it, it's a marvel's mashkin. He's just doing tzedakah by letting the loiva use it every night or every day whenever he needs to. But it's his kinyan in the mashkin, it's his chayfetz. Let's skip all the way to the end, two lines before the end. The kevan, the tainus ha loiva, havle tainus lekuach me amarvel. Since the mashkin belongs to the malva, so when the loiva tainis parati, in essence what he's saying is that I redeemed my mashkin. I purchased back my mashkin. I bought the mashkin off of the malva. Einoi nemon, ela bimigo degzarti. Since his taina in lumdis is really a taina of kinyan, if let's say you have a shirt, and I now have the shirt, and I bought it from you, when I'm believed, to say that I bought the shirt from you, if everyone knows that you were the Marikama, that you owned the shirt yesterday, and not only that, everyone knows that the way the shirt came into my possession was because you lent it to me. We have Adam that you lent it to me, let's say. I can't now say, oh yes, but I bought it afterwards. I'm not, because we know exactly how it came into my rishos, because you lent it to me, and now I can't be believed to say I bought it. Mechitesi, we know why you're holding on to. You're holding on to because you borrowed it. So you can't be believed to say, I bought it. Same thing Zaktuk says by a mashkin. A mashkin really already belongs to the malva. He has a gvisa kinyan in this mashkin. For the loiva now to say parati, in essence he's saying, I bought back this mashkin. Ukishamasra, okay, yeah. So now that you can't say Zaktuk says, because you parati, which is in essence a taina of kinyan that I bought back the mashkin, I wouldn't be neman. Bishloima, if there are no edim how the malva gave it back to the loiva. So the Levi could always say, I bought it from you. That's why it's in my possession. If I didn't buy it from you, it would have been in your possession. But we're talking about where we know for sure how it got into my rishus. Like the Ksma says, Higziru le beidim, have lekilu adayin hamashkin biyad amalva. Since we know exactly how it came back into the Levi's rishus, it's as if the mashkin in Metzias, we know what's going on, is still biyad amalva. And for the Levi to tayin, I bought it, or I paid the chayv, which means I bought it back, that is not nemar to say without a migo. That's why you need a migo. And he ends up, maybe that's what the sma meant, the second pshat, the sma, v'unochin, it's a good teretz. Every time I taina, I bought something, if you know how it came into my rishus, I'm not nemar to say I bought it. If you don't know how it came into my rishus, then of course I'm nemar to say I bought it, because it's my word against your word, and I'm a muksek, I'm mitzvah kavel avaraya. But if you don't, but if you know exactly, I came into my shus, like this man says, higziru leib edim, you gave it back to the leiva with edim, so now the leiva can't say, I bought it, it's too late. What do you mean you bought it? We know how you got it. You're holding on to it, because the malva gave it to you. Now you're not nemen to say you bought it, or parati, which is like saying you bought it, unless you have a migo of hegzarti. I say, zak tiksais, agavaldika cheshu nadiksais. L'chayru, from all the truths I'm said over here, this is the best teretz that I've seen so far on this eight. So why we need a migo parati, the migo degzarti? I wouldn't call it a migo mamish lahitzi, because even though I'm not muksik in it, because you know how it came into my rishos, but at the same time, Lukar, you're also not muksik in now. You maybe have a cheskas marikama, but you're not muksik now. So now it's a migo against a cheskas marikama, which is a whole tumu. Whatever, but that's how the Ksais learns. Ksais got to hold that. Does work migo kenegad cheskas marikama? So Ksais anyway, kuchdim l'shitasai. Fine. That's the Ksaisun. I just want to take it apart so that just to be myself one more Nakudum will go on. Is that L'chayr, in order for the Ksaisis Pshat to work, we have to be talking about where there's Edim that know that the Malva gave it back to the Loiva. So then you're not nemut to say, I bought it. How can you nemut say you bought it? We know exactly how you got it. And that's what it's Matake says. The Kivin, the Gzira, Loi Be'edim, Havale Kilu, Adayna, Mashkin, Bira, Malva, and you're not going to be nemut without a Migun. The problem is that this halacha, the Mechab and Ramah, is coming from the Sefer Trumas. If you look up the Sefer Trumas, it's Mefush in the Sefer Trumas, we're talking about the same halacha, the Shlav before it, but it's the same lomdis that the Sefer Trumas, even when there was no Edom that you gave it back to the Loiva. And even there, the Sefer Trumas says that the Loiva would be Neman to say Parati only b'miga de Exarti. So the kash is, if this is the pshat in the Sefer Trumas, so what are you going to do over there? Over there, we have no idea why the Malva gave back the Chavetz to the Loiva. I'm saying, well, you don't know. Maybe he didn't. We have no idea if he did or didn't. There's no Edim. And there, too, the Sefer Trumas says that the life is not nemah to say parati without amigo. Why does he need amigo then? He should be believed to say, I bought it. Why not? If you don't see how it got into his rishus, he is nemah to say, I bought it. Otherwise, why would it be in my rishus for a son? It would be nemah to say, I bought it. So the Ksaisis Cheshbon L'Chayr doesn't work on the beginning of the Sefer Trumas. Oh. So that's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you that Pshat is that really you don't need Edim. There's a one more halacha, Rabbi Isai. I know this is really not here, but sorry doing this to you. There's a halacha that when it's Taina Lukuach, that if it's a Dvarm Ha'asuyin or Hashil or Lahaskir, if it's something that everyone lends and rents out, then you're not nemah to say Lukuach, even if there's no Edim who know how a guarantee reshus. Because we all know how a guarantee reshus. What are you talking? A guarantee reshus through Sheil or Schiris. Because it's a Dvarm Ha'asuyin, Lahashil or Lahaskir. It's something that's normal for people to rent out and lend out. So you can't be believed to say it's mine because I'm holding on to it. No, you're holding on to it proves nothing because maybe he lent it to you. And the reason why the other guy will be believed is because he has a cheskes marikama. We know yesterday it belonged to him. So he's a cheskes marikama. And today we don't know who it belongs to. It's your word against his word. The fact that you're holding on to it proves nothing because the dava hosi lasho lahaske, mameila, you'll have to give it back because his cheskes marikama wins. So pshat is like this. Since we're talking about a mashkin that is a mitzvah deraisa to give it back by day or by night, whenever the loiva needs it, so even if there are no edim that you gave it back to the loiva, still the loiva wouldn't be nema to say that I bought it. For the same reason, is because how can you never say boy? It's like a dove hosi lasher laske, because we know that the Malva is supposed to be giving you back to Schefitz tonight. It's your pajamas, you need it. Of course he's going to give it back to you. He has a mitzvah, he has a chiv. So memela, you can't say, oh, I must be nemah because I have a cheskes mamon, I'm holding on to it. No, the reason why you're holding on to it is because he gave it to you to be mekayim his mitzvah. So we have no idea. Maybe it's like this, maybe like this. So it's a suffix, but you certainly don't have a cheskes mamon. So go back to the drawing board. The Malva has a cheskes mori kama on it. So then he would be... The Malva has a cheskes mori kama on it, so he would be believed. Again, so you wouldn't be believed to say parati unless you have a parati b'migo d'exarti. Without the migo, you're not going to be believed, even if the Malva didn't give it back to Loiva Beidim. Because we know why the Malva gives it to the Loiva, because it's a mitzvah to give it back to him. It's like a dava osi lasher laske that the Loiva is not going to be believed to say, I bought it without a migo. L'chayr, that's what you're going to have to say. Memeilo. For the Ksais to plug in what he said into the Sma is not 100% great, because the Sma seems to say Kivin Degzira Loi Be'edim. What do you need that for? Even without Edim, it's the same thing, because it's Asi Lash Laskes, because it's a mashkin that you mechuyev to give it back. Okay, food for thought. Fine, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. I know this is really not our Inyan, but let's move on. There's one more halach in the Ramah. Zakter Ramah, that which I just told you, that you believe to say parati, b'migo d'exarti, Zakter Ramah, uvavad provided a very important provision, sheloyia toich zmanoi, that it's not toich zman of the hava. Let's say you let me for 30 days, and it's only day 20. And now, you come back and you say, pay me, and I say, I paid you already. Am I right that I could say I paid you already? Because b'migo d'exarti, I have b'migo parati b'migo d'exarti. Zokter Amar, I will not be believed to say parati b'migo d'exarti if it's toich d'zman of the Ava. Why not? Pashka says, a chazaka, ein adam pareh et eggsmanai. Person certainly is not going to pay back within the time that he lent the money for. He's obviously going to use it as much as he can. If he borrowed the money for 30 days, he wants to use it for 30 days. So memela to say that he paid back, teich nezman, that's unheard of, totally ridiculous. There's a chazaka, ein adam pareh et eggsmanai. Memela for you to say parati against that chazaka, you're not going to be believed. Isaiah zok tesman. Let's see this man, sefkot mem dalud. Pish. We do say parate b'migoy of l'adam oy b'migoy de kol hazman, even b'makom hachazak enon parati tekzmanai. Parati alone may not be believed, but parati with a migoy is believed even against the chazak of enon parati tekzmanai, because migoy is stronger than the chazak of enon parati tekzmanai. So b'zoy, what's going on over here? If we paskin that a person's believed to say parati tekzmanai with a migoy, so why can't he be believed over here to say parati tekzmanai with a migoy? Well, I could say exactly the mashkin takes man, I do say. Because every night I have to give it back. Every day I got to give it back. So I could do. Since really it's a suffix, the Gemara blives as a suffix, whether you could be believed with a parati with a migo against a chazak enom to parati exmana. And the only reason why in Ein Ches you believe the life is believed in Mishum Dam Baitim Bechavar Olavaraya, that's why Arminu Migo Yanab Bita Exmanoi. So that's good over there. Where I'm mitzvah gevurah l'varaya that the loiv is the muksik, or b'hai da'avilei mashkin, but here where you have a mashkin af d'chziroi came in d'chziroi b'fnei edim, since the malva gave the mashkin back to the loiv in front of edim, lepachis at the very least loy mikri hal loiv chzira loy l'fnei edim muksik lemeimah d'yenem and lemeprati mikayek mitzvah gevurah l'varaya. Whether you believe to say parati to exmani, b'migo, whatever it is, against a chazaka, is a boy delivered to b'gmar. It's a suffix. Whoever's muksik wins. In Ein Ches, it's a regular hava, no mashkin involved. Regular hava, we don't know who's believed. So the life is going to ultimately win out because of Metzmer Kavala Varaya. Mashenkin over here, where there was a mashkin involved, where the malva was already kind of this mashkin. Let's learn like the Ksaisis Havana in this mash. The malva already was kind of the mashkin. And for the life to tie its mind, he's not believed it. He doesn't have a cheskas mumin on it, because we know exactly how the loiva got the item. The loiva got the item because the malva gave it back to him, because he had a chiv to give it back to the loiva al tzedakah, that the loiva should be able to use it. So the loiva doesn't have a cheskas mumin on the mashkin. So back to the drawing board, you have yibayi de loiv shita, so mamela, the loiva is not going to be believed. The only time the loiva is believed because he has a cheskas mumin. Over here, where the loiva doesn't have a cheskas mumin, because the malva, adarabba, the malva has the chazaka, the malva is one who has a kinin in the mashkin, so it's the malva who's muksik, and we know exactly how the mashkin got into the hands of the loiva through the edim. We saw that. So mamela, the malva still has enough cheskas mumin in this mashkin. Faket, the loiva doesn't have any, that the loiva will not be believed to say parati b'migoy the exarti against in adam parati exmane. A loiva will not be believed to say parati with a migoy because negra chazok is a boy de levshuta and he's not muksek, so he's not going to win. That's a smaz eitza. Tesant eitza. The shach, on the other hand, jumps and says he doesn't understand. Now look in the shach, they've cut your aleph. Emeshekenu bebala chumis avoloi nihirali klal. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. Avt asma vabach tochku liyashiv dvorov. Even though they give fashidun the terutzim hado, why over here this should be different? Elo nirlefini is dait de loilam. Hecha, there's a taysefi, it's supposed to be the islay migoy. Hecha, the islay migoy, hamezem mecharero ala varaya, and the loiv is going to win. Ukadilel re simen ein ches, the ein sham, not like venirishalakachish minatur save diriba. That's why the Torah left out the end, because the Torah holds that you would be believed parati b'migo d'exarti even takes manoi, because parati with the migo is stronger than the chazak amen on parati takes manoi. So if a machloikis, the shach just took on machabo, well in machabo you don't see, took on a ramah, a bach, a sma, and a sefer chumis. They're coming for sefer chumis. He just took it on. Lo nihirali, not near it to me. I mean, it's all over. He just took them on. Gevaldik, ma koicha yirav. Gevaldik. But that's the Eitzah. So the Eitzah that we have, the Va'al L'Chaya, is the Smaz Eitzah, that here the Loiv is not Muxik and Amigo against a Chazaka is a Safik. We don't know. Mimele, since here the Loiv is not Muxik, the Loiv is going to lose out. If you look in the Ksois, in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the Ksois has a Geshmak Achilik. Very Geshmak. Look, it's on the next page. It's 4, 6, 8. It's like 9, 10 lines from the top. It says, Nira da hachiliku bein hapesha asu hapesha ito limigoy. The ksois, yeshiva shared, there's such a thing called a migoy. I could have tainted something. So as if I believe me in the taina now. And then there's even starker zakti ksois. There's what we call hapesha asu hapesha ito. If I would keep quiet, I would win. I put my foot in the mouth. That was my pesha asu. But that same foot that I put in my mouth, I pulled out hapesha ito. I gave an excuse. I touched up wide, so it's not to my disadvantage. That's even stronger, because if I stay quiet, I'll also be believed. Hapesha also is stronger than Migo. Zaktik Sois, that's the chilek. The Migo loy aminun, aba hapesha also, hapesha also, hapesha ito, we will say aminun b'makum chazaka. And he brings Zariah, and he says, I'm skipping towards the end, it's like three lines from the end, v'imkein hu adin hacha, kevin da hachazaka to take zmana yudua, lo aminu migo b'makam chazaka to take zmana eladavka pesha asa. Bish loyma in simin ayin ches. Over there, l'maisa geret is talking about after the zman. I took a havo, let's say, for 30 days, and we're holding day 35. And now you're asking me for the havo, and what do I tain? I tain, I paid you 20 days ago. So I put my foot in my mouth. I shouldn't have said I paid 20. I should have said I paid you today. No, but I didn't. I said I paid you 20 days ago during this manna of Gewalt. No one pays. Chazok and Inan Parade takes manna. But since I have a migo over there, I'm going to be believed. Zaktik Sois, there the migo is a stronger migo. The migo is a pesha asa. I could have kept quiet. If I would have kept quiet and just said, Stam, I paid you today, no problem. It's already after this manna parade. No problem. I would certainly be believed. I put my foot in my mouth to say I paid you then. Good. So I paid you then. I have a migo. I could have tied it something else. Ladam. And my mela will be believed. So that's a pesha asa. It's a stronger migo. That's going to be believed against a chazaka. Over here, we're talking about the guy went to din Torah. Still teich his man. It's 20 days into the alva. It's not due for another 10 days. Takes him to a din Torah. He says, pay me. Guy says, I paid you already. Paid me already. Wait a minute. No one pays within the zman of the guy says, I have a migo. Migo de exarti. I don't care. No one pays during this man. All you have right now is amigo. Amigo, you can't go against the chazaka. We have a chazaka. In the parade takes money. So chazaka is strong to balance against amigo, but against a peshasa, peshita, peshasa is stronger. And over there, talking about peshasa, peshita, and that's why you're going to be believed. That's a ksais's chilek. You have to know why the ksais needed a new chilek to the extent that ksais had this tire in Sivkot Yud, which is similar to the smart type of a tire. You have to know why he needed a better teretz. But whatever it is, those are the two eights here, Rabbi says. At the end of the day, you have a shach who's kamat eshitas yachid, who's taking on everybody. There's some achrinim who try to fend for the shach. But it's kamat eshitas yachid. It sounds like from the Ramah that you will not be believed to say parati b'mingo d'exarti. I mean, it sounds like we go like that shita, parati b'mingo d'exarti, if it's teich zmanai. All right, let's move on, Rabbi says. This is, I know it's a little zaitik, but now let's focus back into Hilchas Mashkin. Let's continue. Look at that same Sman Sivkot Mem Dalid, right where we left off. Let's continue. The Sman is bothered by another Kaji here. What's the Mitzias? Play this out. How in the world did you give me back a Mashkin? I'm the Leiva. How in the world did the Malva give the Leiva back the Mashkin Toik Zmani? Means how in the world did the Malva even get a Mashkin Toik Zmani? When does a Malva take a Mashkin Toik Zmani? Until the Leiva has to pay up the Chayit, the Malva never takes a Mashkin. So if the due date, then he calls Bezin. Bezin comes down, takes a mashkin, or he has to leave it to kindly give him a mashkin, so he doesn't have to go through the tircha, embarrassment of Bezin, whatever it is. But toik zmanei, who is ever taking a mashkin? Zog disma, v'ava bisha kesafti lel, deinu me mashkin noi shaloi b'shas havasoi, ela la'ach sha'ova hazman paroin. It's only going to work after the zman paroin. And here we're talking about toik hazman paroin. So what's the mitzias that the malva should have taken this mashkin? And to tell me, and to tell me that we're talking about where the Malva only initially only advanced the loan with a mashkin. He refused to give the loan without a mashkin. So it was Alvab it was a mashkin b'shas tahava, that's also not going to work, because a mashkin b'shas tahava, we paskin, ain't so klak zero klal. The din, the chiva namava, to return a mashkin, is only if he takes it if the tahava. But if he takes it b'shas tahava, that we had in Sif Tezayin, that he's not mechuyiv to return the mashkin at all. So Mamela, what is he talking about? If he took a b'shas tahava, he doesn't have a chiv to return it. If he didn't take a b'shas tahava, he has no right to take one until after the zman tahava is due. So what is the case talking about? Zaktis ma'am, mekom makom lefa'amim, at times, kishirayin, shu mevazviz nechasav, memashkin osei gam b'teik zmanay. To mod netziah, we're talking about a special case where he did not take a b'shas tahava, he took it afterwards, but he saw that the loiva was spending money and wasting his money and being mavriach his nechasim. He got nervous, called the alarm, called the bezdin. Bezdin got nervous. Bezdin decided that it's shas hakosher. We better take a mashkin from the loiva, even toich hazman, kedei that the loiva should have something to pay up at the end of his man, because the loiva's habit, the way he's going, there's nothing to be left at the end of his man. When 30 days come, he's going to have nothing left. He's spending it all. It's a special akimta. It's a modern case. It's not a usual case, bachal. That's how the sma that's designed this halacha. He was mechavim betzim to sefer chumis iskasha. Sefer chumis, which is the makar of this halacha, bavons this. What type of mashkin are we talking about? Sefer chumis says we're talking about a mashkin b'shas tahava, which the mava gave it back. What does that mean? Zokta skedulei chumis. He really didn't have to give it back. You're right. If someone takes a mashkin b'shas tahava, you're not mechuyiv to give it back. But he gave it back anyway. The mava was kind enough to allow the loiva to use it when he needs it back anyway. Even though he doesn't have this mitzvah, he doesn't have this chiyuv, but he's willing to give it back to the loiva anyway. L'chayra, that's what he says. Okay. So you have two eitzes, either a modern tzia that he was spending, he was wasting money, and he took it after davar, which is modern, or the sefer chumis case, also shtuk a modern. He took it b'shas davar, and he was benevolent, he decided to give it back to the loiva, even though he didn't have to. He doesn't have to give back that mashkin to the loiva, but he gave it back anyway, and now this loiva is a kafi toif, is now tanning parati, b'migo dexarti, all shtiklach, again, stabbing the malva behind his back, but it's fine, but the malva did a toif to the loiva and gave him this mashkin, even toich hazman. Those are the two eitzes. I want to bring something out, a very chosh of a yedi here. Sorry?
You said before that only because it was a chiv.
100%, yeah, I know. I didn't say it. The cheshon is right. Valina, after the shiat, it's a gewaldige cheshon. I don't want to get confused in the island. Gewaldige cheshon. All right. Yeah, so let's go into, there's a Sheris Yankiv. It's in Chelik Aleph. He has sugyas in the sugya of Enodim Pereh Dexmanoi on Dafayin Gimonel Aleph. He brings a chedushi marah in Gittin. I have no idea who that is. If anyone knows, please tell me. It's Chaf Heyom and Beis. Chodesh Marangin says for Dover Poshit, Nemzam for Pshitis, he says that if someone is a Malva ala Mashkin, there is no such Chazak of Enodim Peretek's money. Why not? Very Poshit Echejman. It's like the Mara, if you're holding on to my Mashkin, you know why I paid you up early? I want my Mashkin back. Enodim Peretek's money means that the loiva is not going to pay up a choiv if he has the wherewithal to use the money for free bechinam. He has the money, so why should he? What's going on? Of course he's going to want to use it to its fullest and not pay back to the last minute till the due date. But if the loiva has a real interest, why he wants to pay back early? Because he wants to redeem his mashkin. He needs that baseball bat. He's going to play baseball. He needs it. He wants that bat. He better. Who's going to figure out how to pay up the choiv? He needs that bat. He has a reason why he wants to pay up early. L'mashal. The Paiskim say, I think it's other Paiskim will say that when it's a malva beribis, let's say it's iska, whatever, however we can get it away, how the ribis is kehalacha, if it's a malva beribis, there's no such call in an pereitek's money. Because of course he's paying up. He borrowed for 30 days, he's only going to pay at the end. Ridiculous. Every day interest is accruing. He might pay up early. He might pay his car. So many people we know that pay up. They have a 30-year mortgage. They don't pay till the end of the 30 years. Sometimes they pay down the mortgage earlier. They want to cut their interest rates. They want to cut interest payments. They have a vested interest why to do it. So anytime the loiva has an interest, a reason why he's paying up early, he will pay up early. And there's no klal. They know the pereh takes money. So Memel is Zakta Mara, who adin b'mava ala mashkin, there's no klal of ain't on the pereh takes money, because he wanted to redeem his mashkin. You're holding on to my mashkin, I can't use it, so that's why I paid you up early. And says Zakta Mara, bipshitis.
It says only one case. To be sure, it's only one case of these.
Whatever the case is. Good, so that case. Yeah. Zakta Sheis Yankiv Gavalt. It's a mefusher Ramah, you forget. We're talking about a milva ala mashkin, and state in the Ramah, we have a chazaka in a dimperei tak zmanai. Ad kadei kak, they not believe to say parati dimigo dexarti, Because ain't nothing buried to exnane. So you see that you have the klal even by a mashkin.
Even if you have a hatariska with interest that you can say.
That's Mufusha Knesset Gdela, that when you have a het to iska, you do pay up, even takes money. But here we're talking about, not with ribbis, we're talking about a mashkin. Okay, whatever. We'll figure out how.
No, how is there another peray on that?
To love this location should be the same. I want to use the money so I can profit and whatever my investments are. Lamais is because ribbis is a chelis man, we don't have that class. So the fact the Sheriz Yankov, Gavalt Mufush Allah of here faket. And for the Sheriz Yankov, for this Mara, is it's cholak. Ventuk, what type of mashkin? If the Mava took a mashkin that is not mukhuyif to give it back, so Avada the loiva will redeem his mashkin early, and you don't have the chazak, and then the parade takes Monday. But over here we're talking about where the Mava took a mashkin that he is mechuyev to give it back whenever the loiva needs it. He has a chiv to give it back at night, his pajamas and day, his clothing, whatever, and it's a clay machresha, whatever he needs. So the whole chesh of Mara doesn't start. What's Mara's chesh? That the loiva is going to want to redeem his mashkin because he needs it. Well, if the loiva needs his mashkin, the Mava has to give it back anyway. He has a mitzvah deraisa, lechati it's taka to give it back. So that's not a reason why the loiva should redeem his mashkin. Really, if it would be a regular mashkin, he doesn't have to give back. Avadu, we don't have to call it in the parade takes money. Because Avadu, who be paid his mashkin even early and pay up early, it's kedai for him. Mashenkin over here, we're talking about the mashkin he has anyway, achiv to give back to the loiva. So why should the loiva bother to redeem it? He'll get it whenever he needs it. If he needs it, he's going to get it anyway, even if he doesn't redeem.
Such a mashkin doesn't serve the purpose.
What?
Such a mashkin hardly serves the purpose of the mashkin.
Okay, so we said that maybe the Mav only took it for Shemitah and for Yisayim and for other reasons. And Konami, that's why the Loiva doesn't have to run to pay up early, because the Loiva has the Kekanita. He gets back the mashkin whenever he wants.
2 hours a day to get it. Who has to bring it?
So we discussed that. Pashas, the Mav has to bring it. Pashas. Okay, we discussed that once about Rika. It's no clue, right? But the problem is, you're right, the problem is that's very nice for the Sefer, for the Sama. But the Sefer Truman says, what we're talking about, what's the case? Where it was a Malva ala Mashkin, and the Malva didn't have a chiv to give it back to the Loiva. And he gave it back anyway, he was benevolent, he's a Baal Chesed, he gave back the Mashkin anyway. And of them, state in Sefer Trumis, that you're not believe Migo de Chzarti, because ain't nothing but right to Exmane. That's from the Sefer Trumis Mufurish, which is the Makal of this halacha. That's why it's important to Sefer Trumis is Okimta. You see that we have a klal of ain't nothing but right to Exmane, even by a Mashkin that the Malv is not Mukhiv to give back to Loiva. That means this Cheshon, I don't know 100% why, but this Cheshon that the Ra'ah is making, that a person would redeem his Mashkin and pay up early, is not true. A person wouldn't redeem his Mashkin. He would not. He'd rather have the money than have his Mashkin. And he would not pay up early. It's a kasha on the Sefer, this Chedush Ra'ah, I don't know who it is, but it's a kasha on whoever this person is. I have no idea. Chedush, I doubt it. It's a Chedush Ra'ah. Hey, Reish, strike al Aleph. I don't know. Sorry?
We gave
it
because
of
so therefore he's not
marked. Because why did he give it for?
More money, more than
right.
Much, but
go
if
ahead.
He took a few later, we're talking about.
So then also he's not marked because he'll get it back whenever he wants. Right? That's what he's saying. That's the Sheriz Yankov. I know he didn't give it, but Ratzin, they took it by force. But there, no, you can't, because there, when you take it shaloi b'shastava, the malva is mechuyev to give it back to the loiva whenever the loiva needs it. So that, like the Sheriz Yankov says, so my mother shock, if you took it shaloi b'shastava, the malva has to give it back whenever I need it. So I won't redeem it early. What do I need to? I get it anyway. And if you take it b'shastava, you're saying, because I gave it, so that's kin, I gave it, that I'd rather have the money than the mashkin. So at the end of the day, there's no mokum for the ra. Where is the Kedusha Ra's case? What's going on? Then the Sheriz Yankov marshals, the Gevaldik, he marshals a Shiore Karban on the Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. Bekis. And Paragimel Halacha Beis, the Shiore Karban says also, for Dava Pashit, no Raya, Dava Pashit, Zakta, that whenever you're Malva ala Mashkin, you don't have the Chazaka in the Pareta Exmanai. Why? For a different reason. He says because a person is nervous having his Mashkin by somebody else. I don't know what you're going to do with it. It'll break. You're not going to watch it properly. I don't know. It'll be stolen from you. I need my Mashkin back. And therefore, a person will pay up a Chayv early to be able to get back his Mashkin because he's nervous that the Mashkin's sitting by somebody else. It's not under his control. He's not watching it. He's nervous. Sorry?
That's only good if the mashkin is more than the
chayv. Yeah, because the mashkin is less than the chayv, then if it's lost, we'll deduct against the chayv. Adam writes Bekashu La Yisim from the moment. I'd rather have my item. I don't want my Zaydis tefillin to be lost and you just pay me for my Zaydis tefillin. I want my Zaydis tefillin. So,
yeah, that's
what I'm asking. Okay. So, again. Right, again, the kids of the Sheis Yankov says, from here is a raya, not like the Sherei Govim. Here you see that you have a klal of Enon and Paretex money, even by Mevah Lamashkin. So you see, Mafuj, Halacha, what's going on? Okay, Rabbi said, let's move on. Let's go back to Hilchas Mashkin, let's now go back to Leichte and Yonim. Sivchav Beis. Zakta Mechabe, Eino Yachul Machri Loilim. The Malva has holding the life is Mashkin, going back and forth, every day, every night. He's getting tired doing this. He wants to get paid already. It's after this Mam Paroin. He wants to get paid. He wants to take these pajamas and sell it off, liquidate the pajamas and be able to collect his chayv. Zakta Mechabe, Eino Yachul Machri Loilim. You have never a right to sell the Gamashkin because you already have chiv to return it every night. If you're going to sell it, you're messing up your chiv. You have a l'chot yitzdog, you got to return it. If you're going to sell it, you can't return it, right? You won't have it to return. So therefore, since you have a chiv on you to return every night, lo'olam, you're not allowed to sell this mashkin ever. Kevin shalochi b'teris mashkin, you're never allowed to sell this mashkin. Except for one eitzah. What's the eitzah? A chap. Zakta mechaba. Imloi. Sheyak zirenu loy. Give it back. A menash loy lagzu l'kachta b'teris mashkin. If you give it back for good, not for him to you just for tonight, you give it back to the life of a good, oy smashkin, I don't want this smashkin anymore. Or maxilai akara filu b'yem, you could keep your pillow even during the day, the pajamas you could have during the day too. Or machresha filu b'layla, keep your plow even at night. I don't want this as a mashkin anymore. I give up my kinyan mashkin in it, it's now yours. Or bala bezin, then you come to bezin, or magbin lechayva, now I can collect it, because it's no longer a mashkin. Because when it's a mashkin, I have a chiv to give it back to you every night. I never let her sell it. What I do is I take away the dimashkin on it. I give it back to you. Ois, I don't want a mafkid. It's not my mashkin anymore. It's yours for keeps. And then I take it right back. Or I get bezin to take it right back and sell it. It's like any other asset of yours that I have a right to liquidate, to sell with bezins, of course, and sell. That's the mechaba.
So you can do that before you give the mashkin back?
No. Before I give the mashkin back, no, I have a chiv to give the mashkin.
I want my
chayv paid. I want my chayv paid, and you say, hey, you're not paying me. Now what? So I want to sell it. I can't sell the mashkin.
You're
in the nechasa, but not this one, because this one I got to give you back.
Other
nechasa. Yeah, then I can do other nechasa, but not this one.
Then?
Because he didn't want a pachkin and a mechira and gvi and shuma and a bezdin. What do you need it for? If you go take a mashkin, there'll be enough, and eventually you pay. Then he realizes that you're not coming to pay. It's not working. So then he takes the next step. Okay, I'm going to liquidate the asset. But I can't. I'm stuck. I have a chiv to give you back this mashkin every time. So I got to give it back to you for good. And then I could be goyva and you're the nechasa. Then I can be goyva for anything. But you don't have anything. Sorry. Oh, misogyny is going to be later. Sifkov Gimel.
Let's say
it's above misogyny. If we wanted a misogyny, then I'm not allowed to take it. That's Sifkov Gimel. Sifkov Gimel is a whole misogyny. Let's assume I'll be able to take something of yours, a claim akresh or whatever, that it won't go into the misogyny. Now, yes, a good shiloh, but there are mitzvahs. We'll see in Sifkov Gimel a lot of applications. Zokta Minchas Pitam. What happens if I'm afraid? Well, I'm crazy. I'm going to give you back the mashkin and tell you that ois mashkin, you're going to take it and sell it. I'm never going to see this. If I don't give it back to you for good, I can't take it. I can't be goyver from it. Give it back to you for good, it's going to be gone in a minute. What do I do? Zakta Minchas Pitam, what you do is, here's the eitzah. What you do is you give it to the bezdin. The bezdin should be zeichin this mashkin for the loiva, for good, for keeps. So it's ois mashkin. And then bezdin will make a gvi on this mashkin. So I'll never get into the hands of the loiva. I'll make bezin, so to speak.
Why could bezin be
zochah
for the loiva?
It's a schus for him to get back his mashkin. Why? Because Nan Schuski is going to sell it off. Maybe a din bezin, you're allowed to do that anyway. That's his eitzah. And I want to point out that this... Sorry? Yeah, but I don't know if he's arguing Makab. Makab is doing a normal case. Because what happens if you're nervous? It is Makab. It's an extension of Makab. I'll do the same thing. I'll be Zeichav him to lay before of Ois Mashkin, and then I'll make the Gvi on the Chayfetz. But this is only going to work. I want to point out, this Eitz of the Minchas Pitam only works B'chiai Gavno when I'm doing a Zechir that he should get it for good. But LaMarshal, could I go? He needs his pajamas tonight. So I'll do, instead of giving it to him, I'll give it to Bezdin. and make a zechiyah for him. And that's how we make a mitzvah zelchot yitzdalcha. That's not going to work. He needs the pajamas. Bezdin can't do a zechiyah in his pajamas. He needs to sleep in the pajamas. Having the pajamas on Bezdin is not going to help him. It's only over here that at some time I'm trying to be making my mitzvah. I'm trying to be mafkin my schus, make it ois mashkin, give up my kinin, that I could do a bezin. Bezin will be kind of the mashkin and give it back to the guy. I'm a mela now, I'm allowed to take it.
The Lord needs to mask
the
when he gets back
the
mashkin.
The Chayra.
But the Lord is
mat,
so I don't want
to. No, bezin is zeichah for the Lord. Yeah, it could be, I'm trying to think, could be, maybe yeah, not. Maybe if the malva is mafkin his schus mashkin in it, so now it's hefka, so now it's ois mashkin, so I don't have a chiv, yeah. The malva doesn't have a chiv anymore. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. He said it's not a skos. It's not so partial. It might not be a skos for him. Not, yeah, okay. So you have to know it didn't bez and how that works. Fine. It's chutz a peyav chayv. You have a mitzvah.
Doesn't he have a
chiv shmita? Who? How could he be mafkid imagine? So he'll watch it without the kinyan mashkin shabai. He'll be a shayvah without the kinyan mashkin. Only mashkin is mechayiv in this mitzvah. Once it's ice mashkin, doesn't have the mitzvah. All right. I want to go into one more sugi before we go into Sifkov Gimel. It says, you come to Bezdin or Magbin Loichayveh. Just remind the Olam, let's go back to Sif Yud Ches. Now that we see Chav Beis, Yud Ches takes on a better understanding here. Hayaloi Shnei Kalim, Noita Lechon or Mag Zechot, good. Amasa Yuchayv Laksev Alkeach Ad Loilam, good. Comes along the second year for the Mechaba in Sif Yud Ches, V'mhoya Mashkin Midvorm She'enu Tzarek Lehem. If it's a Mashkin that the Loivet doesn't need, then then you don't have to give it back every night. The Leiva doesn't need it. So the Malva could hold on to it. He holds on to it ad lamed yoim until 30 days. And after 30 days, he has a right to sell it himself. What's the cheshin? What's the difference between there and here? Over there, since there's no mitzvah to return it every night, so I'm allowed to sell it without giving it back. I don't have to make it ois mashkin before I sell it. Because even when it has a shei mashkin to it, I'm not mechuyev to give it back to the Leiva. Because Leiva has plenty of pajamas. Doesn't need this pair of pajamas. So Mamelo, I have a right to just go to Bezin direct and let Bezin sell it right now. Mashenkin over here in Sifka Beis, we have a chiv to give it back every night. If I'm going to sell it, I'm not going to be mekayim my chiv. So therefore, I'm not allowed to sell it.
Why can't I sell it by day?
Sorry? Because then tonight I won't be able to give it back to you. Yeah, no, it's a mashkin that I sold off. It's not ois mashkin. Whatever kinyan I had in it, that's the same kinyan that's in it.
I have a kinyan mashkin plus more than that.
How do you have more? You just sold it off. My kondesheni, only what I had. So he has what I have in it. The buyer only have the skus that I have.
If I wouldn't have a chiv shul b'chla, I could sell it off.
Because I have a skus to make a gviya.
I
hear you, Cheshon. It needs a gviya, but that's
proud,
yes. That's
not the
I know, the malv is making a gviya. Correct. The bezin is making a gviya, that's true.
But during the day, he can do it.
Because he's being mafkia. To right now, you know tonight he needs his pajamas. If you're going to sell it today, you're not going to be mekayim yechiv tonight. But so Bezin is not. So Bezin has been mafkia that mitzvah. Bezin can't do that either. Bezin has to make sure that you're not mafkia your mitzvahs either. So Mamela, Bezin won't do it.
Mashkin, you took b'shas alvar, you're allowed to sell right away.
Yeah, same thing, right. The Tumen says, a mashkin b'shas alvar that you never mukhiv to give it back, even if it's his only pair of pajamas, and you're allowed to sell with Bezin right away. You don't have to be busy. Good, that's a whole Tumen. Pashas Shleichem Yim, yes. But you don't have to do this trick of Chav Beis to give it back. Ois mashkin and then do a bezin. You can do bezin direct.
From when the chayv is up, maximum 30 days.
Yeah, maybe it's man atfiyah when you tevei him. Yeah, it's a nine gimel, whatever. It's really there's a whole sugis over there. But yeah, pashtus, yes. So let's take this apart. Not only is there a chilik where they have to be mafkia the mashkin, but there's another very important chilik here, Rabbi Yisrael, and I want to bring it to your attention. In Sif Yud Ches, when it says that I could sell direct, I go to Bezin, I sell it direct, what type of Bezin are we referring to? Three Ramesha Feinsteins, what are we referring to? What type of Bezin? Who's sitting on this Bezin? Zokta Mechab, in Simen Ayin Gibbo Sif Tezvav, when he brings in the same halacha, Mechab himself says, Reitza Loima, I mean to say, what Bezin? Bezin of Hedyotis. Three yokels. They don't even know where Chesha Mishpat is. They never learned Chesha Mishpat. They don't even know that there's such a thing called Chesha Mishpat. But the one thing they do know is how to shatz up a chayfetz. Three assessors. You go three Bezin Shalad Yoytis, three who are mumchim in assessing an item. They could evaluate what the item is supposed to be. They give a price. This item costs $62.47. Fine, now you could sell it for $62.47 and above, and that will be good. That's the only bezin you need. You don't need more than that. You don't need a real bezin. As they pass in the mechab over there, comes along the shach, and he says, Gewalt, what's going on? He brings rai after rai after rai. There's no such thing. When you sell a mashkin, or he's talking about pekodin, the same idea, make the same tushal to mashkin. When you sell somebody else's chevet to make a gevir, avad gevis, you need a real bezdin, shamumchin, hakosh or ladin, which means at least one of the three has to be a gomir v'sove. He has to be knowledgeable and understand the halacha. He has to be a talmud chacham. A guy who's not a, one of the three is not a paisik, there's no bezdin. You can't just get three yukuls who know how to assess. We're not talking about assessors. You need to have a real bezin. The shach argues with the mechaba. Comes along the tumim and the ksois, and got that shukhan okarav, paskins like the shach. Comes along the ksois and the tumim over there, and says, all your eyes, Rab Shach, all your eyes are not nageya. All your eyes are by bekodin and ksubin amman. All your eyes. There's one difference that mashkin has over all your eyes. A mashkin is kani to the malva. Hamalva, right? What you said, hamalva, when he takes a mashkin, he's kani mit Rabbi Yitzchak. He has a kin, b'choiv kain a mashkin. He has a kinin in the mashkin. Because the malva has a kinin in the mashkin, it's already his, to a given degree, it's his. Once it's his, he doesn't need the koyach abezdim to make it his. It's already his. Bishlam, if I want to take your pakod, and I want to make a tfisa, and I want to sell off something, it's not mine. I need a bezin. How am I going to get this item that belongs to you? A bezin has a koyak to make something yours, mine. They have that koyak. But something that's already mine, b'choyv is already koyin a mashkin, then I don't need a real bezin. All I need is that not to cheat you when I sell it off. So as long as I get three expert assessors, you're not going to be cheated. So mamela, it's not a problem. That's why over there is bezin shalat jaitis. All over Taka, you're right, Rav Shach. Taka, the Shach's right, that you need a bezdin, a real bezdin. But not over there, because a mashkin is coming to the malva, and b'choiv kani a mashkin. And as they pass in Dor HaChashukhan as well, as you have a tumim, a ksois, a chashukhan, all passing like the mechaba, that by a mashkin, you don't need a bezdin, because it's already coming to the malva. So Rabbi Isai, I want to play it out. I want to know, what would you say in this halacha? So that's Sif Yud Ches. And Sif Yud Ches, it says, you go straight to the bezdin, mishlechim yam ve'elech mechra bebezdin. What bezdin? Yukuls. Three yukuls who know how to assess. Three bezdin shalat yaitis. Good? I want to know, when it comes to Sifkov Beis, what bezdin do we need over here? So I think over here you're going to need a real bezdin. Here the mechab is going to be moided to the shak that you're going to need a real bezdin. What's my raya? To the extent I made it ois mashkin, I gave up my kinin. Kozman, it's a mashkin. I'm not allowed to sell it off. Because Kozman, it's a mashkin. I got to give it back to you every night, every day. I got to give it back to claim my creation. I can't sell it off. I'm not allowed. The only way I could sell it off is if I give up my schos. Ois mashkin, ois kinin. It's not mine. It's yours already. Have it. Keep it for good. And then I'll go to Bezin and take it out. Well, once I gave up my kinin in it, so it's back to the drawing board. It's your item in fully. No kinin. Oh, no kinin. So how am I going to give it? I can't take your item and be goyva, stam. What makes your item mine? Then I'm going to need a real bezdin. So come toys, over here in Sifka Beis, I need a real bezdin. Majenken and Sif Yud Ches, it's good enough like the Mechaba, bezdin of yukuls. So it's a major nafkamin in halacha, not just that I have to do this patent and give it up. It's a nafkamin also, what type of bezdin I need? And Sif Yud Ches, it's good enough as a bezdin of yukuls. Majenken, over here, you're going to need a real bezdin.
The bezdin of yukuls become a
shlifa. The bezdin of yukuls? Here or there? What do you mean?
Both.
Here, yukuls not...
Takes a bezin of three people, no shuma, right?
Right. No, every bezin needs to do a shuma,
but
right?
But he takes three yukuls.
Three yukuls who know how to do a shuma.
He gives it over to them and he tells Bizaycha for this guy. So now
no, that's what we said. No, we said that once I make zechiyah and I give it over to this guy and now it's his, it belongs back to the loiva,
yeah,
so now I need a real bezin.
Maybe the
but now I need a real bezin because something is already the loiva's. I can't be yerid the masa. If I want to be yerid to the other nechassim but the loiva, what type of bezin do I need then? So now I need a real bezin. This item is like a regular nechassim or loiva because once I gave it back to the loiva and I gave up my kinyan and mashkin in it, it's just like any other item that he has. So now I'm going to need a real bezin. Push it. Now I need a real bezin. So it's a major nafkamina between the two halachas. I want to bring out that apparently. I don't have any raya. I think it's a dover pasha. I think it's pasha cheshbon. But I have a pische sharm which says not like me. Yeah, there's a kasha like this. Pesach Hashem says, if you remember, Rabbi, so we said last time, I'll bring you back into the Gemara. The Gemara says that when you have a mashkin, and the Torah commands you that you have to give it back every night and every day. In fact, the Gemara, so lama mamashkin, and why do we need this headache for? Why in the world does someone take a mashkin if every night he has to return it anyway? What did he fadin from this mashkin? And for the Gemara, that Shemitah shouldn't be Meshamit, and that he should be able to be goyver from the Yarshim. Otherwise, he can't goyver Metaltim from the Yisayimim, but now you will be able to be goyver from the Yarshim. As I said to the Gemara, if the Mechaba, Tumim, Ksois, Orach HaShulchan is right, that when you take a mashkin, you don't need a real bezin to sell off. It's good enough, a bezin of yukos, frekta pizkei sharem, gavaltev, and mufushim gemara faket. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why I take a mashkin for? I'll tell you why I take a mashkin. I take a mashkin because now I can get away with having a bezin of yukos. Had I not take the mashkin, I want to be goyver from the nechasim. I need a real bezin. But now because I took the mashkin, I can get away with a bezin of yukos. So that's why I took the mashkin. So what in the world does the mechaba want? How could the mechaba say that it's enough with the bezin of yukos? That's what the Gemara should answer. The Gemara should say, that's why I need to take a mashkin for. I gained that. And that was the Gemara's kasha. So lechayra, what we're saying, the Pesach Hashem hefzach nishon, the mechaba is geshmak. The Gemara is talking about affect the Gemara. If you have a mashkin that you can keep and you don't have to get back to the loiva, I understand why you're taking it. It's leverage on the loiva. Val, that's a smart move. But affect the Gemara. But if you're talking about a mashkin that the loiva does need and you have to give it back to him every night, affect the Gemara. So why did you bother taking the mashkin in the first place? Comes along Pesach Hashem and says the reason why it's like fadin, I don't need a bezdin. Well, it's not true. In such a mashkin that you have to return every night, you are going to need a bezdin because you can't sell it. Kol zman, you still have it as a mashkin because you got to give it back every night. You're not allowed to sell it as I pass in the mechab over here. And the only way for you to be able to sell it is if you give it back for good. I give up my kin and it's yours for good. Or if it's yours for good, then Avani can need a regular bezdin. So of course, the Gemara couldn't have said this teretz, because the Gemara is talking about Azam Mashkin, the Echazim Mashkin, and you give it back, and you take it, you give it back, every time you have to return it. So Azam Mashkin, there's no way for me to sell it without a Bezdin. I'm going to need an Emes a Bezdin, a real Bezdin. It's only in Sif Yud Ches, we're talking about a Mashkin that I don't return. It's such a Mashkin, since you have a kin in it, you can get away without having a Bezdin. A very geshmaka, very geshmaka. I think it's a Dovah Pashit. And Svara, and I forget, if anything, his kasha is a raya to this chilek, that you see that when you have a mashkin that you gave back for good, avada, then you're going to need again a real bezdin. Then you're going to need a real bezdin, and it's not going to be enough, a bezdin of yukos. Only as a mashkin that you're not taking, that you didn't give back for good, that you have a schus in it, and it's kani to you, then you can get away with a bezdin of yukos. All right. Fine, let's move on to Sifchav Gimel. We're not going to have time to really, it's at the end here, but at least we'll touch from Sifchav Gimel till the end of the Siman. Rabbi says Hilchus, basically Hilchus Mesadrin. Kishmak Mesadrin means how to make sure that the Leiva has enough money to chach basic, and I stressed that a few times, necessities. He's not getting away with a lot of money here. We must keep him with just enough to stay alive. We're going to see. At least let's run through the Mechaba a little bit. Whatever we cover Belina the next week. We'll do it properly. Dr. Mechaba, Sifchav Gimel. Kishiyagia zmanai peroin. When it comes the time of the peroin, and you want to collect your chayiv, misadrin lebal chayiv. We give a seder, we organize a certain arrangement for the bal chayiv that the bal chayiv shouldn't be able to take away everything of the loiva and leave the loiva naked and out and bare without any food and die tomorrow. We don't allow that. It's not we don't allow it. It's a deraisa. The Gemara learns out micha micha me'erchin. It's a gzeir shava that we're misogyn. Truth be told, it's good to know. It's really a machlekes. We're showing them how we paskin. Rabbeinu Tam paskins that we are not misogyn. Rabbeinu Tam paskins we allow to take the loiva, his shirt off his back, literally his shirt off his back, his undershirt off his back, and leave him high and dry with nothing. But the way we pass in like Rav Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, we pass in that we are Misadrin. The reason I mentioned Rabbeinu Tam is because we use it for Tzirufim. It's not going to work Kimli so much this way around because the life is always the Muksik. But let's say the Mav already chapped the Nechosim, maybe you can tie a Kimli like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if not, if you have other Sveikas involved, which Mi'at Hashem will see throughout Misadrin, you can have like a Sveikas, you can be Mistafshit, it's Rabbeinu Tam.
What is the term?
Misadrin is to, I know, a seder, organized, sorry? Anyone has a better taich? I know, a seder, an order how for a loiva to pay back his chayv. We put his nechazim in order. What do we do? Ketzad. What do we do? Oimim l'loiva. We tell the loiva, Havo kala metalton sheesh l'kor. Bring out all the metalton like you have. V'lo taniyak afilo machad achaz. I don't want you to leave even one needle left in your house. V'afilo klei echol nefesh. Even klei echol nefesh. I want everything that you own. V'neisnen loy. And from everything that he brings, we just give him back what? To live on. May I call from everything that he has, we live him back very the bare minimum. Mazon lamed yoyim, just enough food for 30 days. Kibbeinini should be here, just like an average person in the city. Ava bishachot tchilakon, even though at the beginning he was not eating properly. Good, we allow him 30 days worth of food. That's it. 30 days worth of food. Uksus shnei masachaydish, enough clothing to last for 1 year. Now that you have fancy clothing or mitznefes, a golden mitznefes, no. We take that away from him. Just the ksus that is that's right to him. Mamish the bare necessity. It means we give him the ksus of big day chayil. We don't even give him big day Shabbos. We don't leave him anything. He'll have to wear big day chayil. I say Shabbat chayil. He'll have to wear big day chayil for Shabbos. Just the bare minimum. And we give him a mita leishev aleh. We give him a bed to sit on. It's like a chair. They used to eat on beds. Umita o matzah v'shar tzorchei mita. The sheets and the pillows and covers, whatever, that he should sleep on. We give him mito a mapitz, lishin alav. An ani doesn't get a chosh of a mattress. Instead of him getting a matzah, he gets a mapitz. It's a less chosh of a mattress. The ain nice and klum be'elu, and we don't give him any of this, even that food for 30 days. And that bed, that mattress, is only for him. But his wife, she's going to have to go collecting. And nice and klum be'elu le'ishtai ubanav, not his kids. They'll sleep on the floor. His wife will sleep on the floor. I don't know what they'll do. But nothing. I am only meshubit to make sure that the loivet doesn't die. I'm not meshubit for his wife and his kids. That's the tzibah is going to be meshubit too. They'll have to collect. Him kids talk. I don't know what. But not me. Ava pishen katanim. Even though these kids are katanim, shuchai b'mezenaseyem, still I am not mechiv to give anything. I just leave him with the business as we're over time. Rabbi Sibelina, the next week, we'll do this properly. There's a lot of raid here, how to especially to apply Lamaisa. Lamaisa, that's what we do. We leave the guy, his wife, without a bed. We have to know what the Eitzah is. In strict Allah, we have to see if there is an Eitzah. All right. Good to talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.